Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. To God be the glory.
Our show today is dedicated to the memory of the late Denise L. H. Williams, the precious and beloved, inspiring sister of my special guest, a woman who is an entrepreneur, a businesswoman, an evangelist, and founder of Women of Purpose magazine. It is my distinct honor as well as privilege to introduce you today, the author of Woman of Purpose, Destined for Greatness, our guest, evangelist Angela Ware.
Hi.
Praise the Lord. Welcome. Praise the Lord. It's such an honor having you today, evangelist.
Yes, yes, the pleasure is all mine. Thank you so much. I just give God all the glory and the honor and the praise because he's so worthy. He's so worthy.
Oh, yes, he is. Yes, he is. He definitely is. I know what my life was like before I met Jesus. And I thank him for the transformation, and I thank him for the grace and his mercy. But, you know, when I see someone out there, I can never point a finger and be judgmental, evangelist, where I say, Lord, but for the grace of God, there would have gone me. So we try to live our lives knowing all that we have been through. And I love the title of your book, Woman of Purpose, Destined for Greatness. And I just want to get into the program now because I'd like the guests, listeners to hear. Can you share your testimony briefly of salvation when you surrendered your life to Jesus Christ?
Oh, wow. Yes, yes. I can remember it was back in, the early 1990s. I was out into the world, and I had no regards for anything, and I knew that the life that I was living was not of God, and it wasn't pleasing to God. And
Amen.
My grandmother would always say, I'm praying for you, God loves you, you don't have to live that way. And I remember when I met my husband before we were married, I just decided, you know, I told God, I said, Lord, I said, I belong to you. I said, I don't owe the world nothing. I owe it all to you. And I began to look at what God had done for me in my life. And so I decided to change. I said, Lord, I have to be who you called me to be. I know that there's a purpose for my life. And I had to change it. I totally surrendered and gave my life back to God. I did.
Yes, Lord. Oh, that's so beautiful and so inspirational. And we've all been there. And I tell you what, there ain't no going back. It's just too wonderful to have someone who loved you so much that while we were yet sinners, he died on a cross for us. But, I mean, poor adventure, the word said, would a good man die, but for a good man, but here was someone who had done no wrong. He left all he had to come down here because he loved us so much while we were in sin. Yes, he loved us and gave his son for us. And let me just ask you, speaking of your book, you've written a phenomenal book, Woman of Purpose, Destined for Greatness. What led to your becoming a writer to begin with and eventually an author?
Well, in 2003, my sister passed away in 2003, and we had some issues going on with me because we grew up, you know, close-knit families, 14 of us, but we grew up in a close-knit family.
Wow, I thought seven, you guys double my siblings.
We double, seven girls and seven boys.
Yes, seven of us, so I understand.
So it was interesting. But as we got older and time progressed, my sister and I, we fell off and, into bad terms. But God brought us back together. She had gotten sick. She was really, really with her kidneys, and God brought us back together. And she came to me and asked me to forgive her for a lot of things. And I just wanted my sister back. I just, you know, I didn't want to have to deal with her name.
Yes, I understand.
So I forgave her. And as we began to bond, you know, heal our relationship, she took terribly sick. And she went into a coma, after being in the hospital for a whole month. Yeah, and that really took a toll on me. And when my sister passed away, it did. It really did. And when she passed away, it was so hard for me to accept her death. Because in a way I felt like God had failed me because I had prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed so much.
Yes, yes.
For healing for her. But, you know, God loved her. You know, I loved her, but he loved her more. And,
he loved her more. That's exactly
loved her more.
Right.
Yes. And I can remember lying in my bed one day, and Jesus spoke to me. And he said, she was ready. She wanted to go.
Yes.
And when he said that, something came over me. Just a feeling that I got, and it was a spirit of peace, and the Holy Spirit spoke and said, "Get
a peace." Yeah,
a spirit of peace came
over
me.
He said, "A peace which passes all understanding."
Yes.
You know, Evangelist Ware, I just want to tell you, and you know, you say your sister went to home to be with the Lord in 2003. Well, my mother was called and left in 1970, seven children behind.
Wow.
And the youngest was 3 years old, and the ages was 3, 5, 7, 3, 5, 9, 12, 13. I was 16, and my oldest brother was 21, and we had our dad. And I tell you what, I was like you. I had kept praying for her to be kept alive, and she told me one day, stop doing that, you know, because to everything, Ecclesiastes said, there's a season, a purpose under the sun. And so she was explaining it to me, and I remember being so angry and upset, you know, when she left with the Lord one day. I just punched my fist into the wall, you know, because I said, all other kids have their moms, you know, and, you know, why'd you have to take Alma? But then I had to say, you know, God, forgive me. You know, I didn't know about repentance at that time, but my mom was a Christian lady, and I said, God, forgive me, because, you know, I just selfishly wanted my mother to stay, but she let me know she had to go. And so I understand, and so that's exactly right what God spoke to you. See, my mom said, she said, don't weep for me. Weep for this world I'm leaving behind. She said, girl, I'm going to be resting in the bosom of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Yes.
You know, and she just talked about the streets paved with gold and everything. So just to let you be encouraged to know, sis, I know, and I know you know. And so you know your sister knew. So she was indeed ready. But
yes,
I just want to say, I'm sorry, go right ahead.
Well, just to make a long story short, the Holy Spirit spoke to me and told me to write because I couldn't eat, I couldn't sleep, I was losing so much weight, I was grieving so bad, you know, for my sister. And then it was a point in my life where I did get angry at God. I did, because when we're at a weak moment in our life, the enemy comes in, and and I was sitting on my step, and I was like, I can't talk to my husband because he doesn't understand. He has his sister. I can't talk to my parents because my relationship with my sister isn't the relationship they may have had with her, so nobody knew what I was going through.
Right, exactly.
And the enemy came and spoke to me as if I'm speaking to you, and the enemy said, look at that. All the praying that you did to your God, he still came and took your sister.
That's
your God
how he comes
you.
To you.
Yes. Your God failed you. He took
sound
your
like
sister.
When he was talking to Job.
Yes. So, and I, you know, I begin to say, you know what? Because my flesh was speaking out, and the flesh was like, you know that's right, that's true. He did. I did all this prayer. But the Holy Spirit quickened me.
Yes.
And I had to be quickened. And I asked God to forgive me for that. But when the Holy Spirit came to me and told me to write that morning, write about it, I was able to write. That was my healing process.
Wow.
I began to, because I never in my life thought I would be a writer. And my healing process
that is
was
amazing.
To write.
That is
I began to
amazing.
Write about it. Yes.
Wow. And
everything.
I was going to just ask you, when did you begin writing? And you just, that's the Spirit of God. But let's get right into that, because one of the chapters that really caught my attention was know who you are. What did you mean when you say know who you are?
Oh, my gosh. That chapter came, it's not just for women, but it's for men as well. Know who you are as a person, as a human being. Know who you are. It's like when you know who you are, no one else can define your worth.
Amen.
It's like if I say,
Amen.
Sister Desiree, who are you? And you say,
yes.
I'm Desiree. I'm Sister. I am who God created me to be.
Amen. Amen.
When you know who you are, nobody can, and I don't care what you've gone through in your life.
Amen.
I don't care what
Woo.
Hardships you may have been through. When you know who you are as a person, as a woman, as a man, as a child of God, nothing can shake your faith. Nothing
Woo.
Can tell you that
yes.
you're not, or that you're beneath
Woo.
Them.
Glory.
That, you know, the enemy can't come in. Nobody can come in and tell you that. That's why I stress that so much in my book, to know who you are, because if you don't know who you are, it is so easy to let somebody else define your identity.
Define
that means you don't have an identity.
Who you are.
Yes. Yes, it's easy for someone else to come in and define who you are, because now you don't have an identity. And if you don't have an identity, then who are you?
You
who
know,
are you without
amen.
Your identity?
Exactly.
Awesome
that
chapter.
I mean, that chapter, when I saw that, know who you are, because so
yes.
many people allow themselves to be
yes.
defined by what someone
yes.
else tells
mm-hmm.
them. And
yes.
I was reading where someone had written that, I don't care what anybody says to you, what they tell you about yourself, do not believe it, because I was told, you know, my life was over. I wasn't going to be nothing, because I ended up being a pregnant high school dropout, everything. And then, but God took over my life. And
yes.
I didn't have education at first, and they say, oh, you ain't going to be nothing. And you know what? Today, I have a doctorate. So, you know, you cannot allow people to define who
That's
you
right.
are in life.
I
mean,
right. I was
God
told
is
the
amazing.
Same thing. Yes, he is.
He is
I
amazing.
Was told the same thing. Yes. I was told the same thing, sister. I wouldn't amount to anything. I wouldn't live to see a certain age.
Exactly.
I would be this. I would be that. But I looked in the mirror. When you look at yourself in the mirror,
yes.
what do you see? Your reflection. And if you,
yes.
you can look in the mirror and, I mean, really look, and you can really see yourself for who you are. When you look
yes.
in that mirror and say, you know what? I am a woman of purpose. I am destined
yes.
for greatness. Which
yes.
means there is so much greatness in me. I can do all things through Christ
yes,
Jesus, who strengthens
me. Yes.
I can
I love
do whatever I want to do. I can be whomever I want to be. My past doesn't dictate who I am. It does
Amen.
Not. My future is what I'm looking at now, who I am now. Because, see, I have another saying in my book. Some people can't get past who you are now. They can't accept you for who you are now because they can't.
Right,
get past
right,
you.
Exactly. And now, sis, let me see. Now, we are to stare clear of those people that are, they call Debbie Downers, I think the world
yes.
is call them Debbie Downers. You know, and when I first started college, you know, and I was like, wow, what's a Debbie Downer? And, you know, they explained that these are people that when they walk into a room, they suck up the oxygen out of the room. These are people
yes.
that will begin to tell you who you are, what you can't do. You can't do this, but
yes.
you just said the scripture. When you in Christ, you know I can do all things through Christ Jesus who
yes.
strengthened me. It
oh,
brings
yes.
me to the chapter 3 of your book, A Woman's Worth. What do you say to the sisters oh. out there who might be feeling, you know, discouraged or like, oh, this situation I'm in, you know, and someone, a man might be telling them they're not worth anything,
yes.
or might be a
yes.
man or woman telling him, oh, nobody else want to love you but
right.
me and all of this
right.
craziness. What do you say
right.
in A Woman's Worth? What advice can you give them?
Oh, my God. When you know your worth, it's like when the Bible says your worth is, you're so far above rubies. And
yes,
sometimes
yes.
we go through things in life to where our past, where, you know, we may have gone through, let's say, child molestation, whatever it may be, rape, whatever the case
yes.
may be.
Yes.
And someone says,
rape,
you know, you're
whatever.
Not loved. You're not
yes.
worthy. Yeah, whatever you have gone through, you're not worthy
Some women
of being
I've
loved.
Had guests on was abused, you know,
right.
women
you know,
with domestic violence.
Right.
And one
right.
of my guests, oh, my God, God turned that lady's life around. She is just a woman of purpose today.
Yeah, see, just a woman, because I was told all those things. But my advice
yes.
is, and the reason why I wrote that particular chapter, because I ran across so many women, and not just women, men as well, who don't
yes.
who didn't know their worth. And they have to understand, I am so, and I tell them, I look at yourself in the mirror and say, you know what, I am not who I used to be. I
Amen.
Am worth so much more than you may say.
So
I am
much.
Worth so much more than my circumstances.
And the other thing, much more than my situation. Yes, the other thing to clarify with Evangelist Ware is saying, listeners, is that this is not something where people is acting like they've puffed up pride. This is not about that. This is about
right.
the world defining who you are or who they
yes.
think you are, and people
yes.
trying to drag you down. But what she's saying is you are of a royal priesthood when you are
yes.
in Christ, a chosen generation. And even if
yes.
you have not given your life to Christ yet, let me tell you, Jesus say, come unto me, all ye that labor, heavy laden, I will give you rest. He'll make your burdens light. This is what her
yes.
testimony is about. This woman lost a sister she loved so much, but my Lord, how God has raised her up to be a
yes.
true definition of a woman of purpose, which brings me to A Christian Under Construction, that chapter 7. That floored me.
I tell you. Yes, yes. A Christian Under Construction. Well, it was a time in my life where my husband and I had our ministry, and I had so much going on. I had dabbing me. I had people doing all kinds of stuff. They were lying on
oh,
me.
Yeah.
I mean, oh, my God, all kinds of
oh,
stuff was going
God.
On.
Sound familiar. Told them lies on
yes.
Jesus, too, so you're in good company.
Oh, yes, yes. And I had so much. I mean, everything was spiraling out of control, and when
yeah.
the ministry shut down, you know, I kind of walked away from everything because I was, you know, I had so much hurt, so much pain, wounds,
yes,
everything.
Yes, it is. Very
and
discouraging.
I went back, and I went back, and this is to show other, you know, Christians and other, you know, even non-Christians, that just because I am a woman of God, just because I'm an evangelist, don't mean I can't fall. And I want people to
yes,
understand
yes.
that.
We are human.
I want people to know that.
Uh-huh.
We are human.
We
and
are
I
human, and we get,
yes.
and you know, we get discouraged. I'm so
yes.
glad you're saying it because it's your Paul say you strive daily. You strive, and it's
yes.
a walk. You know, it's you're going through steps every
yes.
day
yes.
to raise, for God to raise you up, but it's a process we go through.
Yes.
You're being
yes.
constructed. He's building you up, and so. You know that him, we fall down, but we get up by Don McClurk,
yeah.
and I love that because
yes.
it doesn't mean
yes.
oh I just people think oh that means you would run into sin. Not necessarily. That does not
right.
mean that. You
right.
being discouraged, being despondent, being depressed,
right.
those are sins
right.
of omission. You're not committing
yes.
acts of sin, going out there doing all types of things, but Satan wants to use those acts of omission to discourage and bring us down so we take our
yes.
mind off the prize.
Yes.
But we got to
yes.
keep stay with our focus. So,
yes.
I didn't mean to
yes.
interrupt you, but I love, you know, what you were saying.
Yes. And people have to understand that, you know, we do, because like, and like you said, we are human, so we do make mistakes. And when
yes.
all of that happened to me, I didn't turn my back on God because God didn't turn his back on me.
Right, exactly.
What happened was when I did go back out and begin to do things, you know, worldly things, that, you
uh-huh.
know, I came back to God. And I remember
yes.
sitting down on my couch one day, and I was sitting down on my couch one day, and the Holy Spirit spoke to me and said, why would you do things, go back and do things that I pulled you out of? Why would you go back to the world? So,
yes.
So he began to, the Holy Spirit began to minister to me, and I just wept on my couch. I cried
yes.
like a baby. And I said, Lord,
you know,
I'm
know, I remember working with a group of people. It was, you know, I did security work a long time, and a group of guys, and they were using language. You know this language all men use, and they were like, you know, and if you can't take the heat, get out the kitchen, you know, and you're being in a control room, and you're about all this. And before I knew it, I'm telling them off, you know, and saying things that, oh, my God, what am I doing? And I had to really, you know, get
yes.
a grip. I had to really, yes. girl, I had to get there. What they had started making me not be able to go to church by making me work on Sundays, all kinds of tricks of the devil. But
yes.
you know what? God got
yes.
me out of that because you just grab on to Jesus Christ. You got to just grab on. That's what I had to do. Believe me, I
yes.
understand. I got into it with a guy, and I was saying things to that man I couldn't believe I was saying. But you know what? Satan
yes.
is a liar. We
yes,
are human.
Liar.
We flesh and blood.
Yes.
Even when Jesus
yes.
was in the Garden of Gethsemane praying, he saw his death, and he knew
yes.
what he was going to go through. And in that
yes.
small blinking moment, that's
mm.
when he showed the flesh side. He said, Father,
yes.
if it be thy will, remove this cup from me. Because he was human. He
yes,
knew what he had to do. But
yes.
he was God, word in the flesh. I mean, but it,
yes.
you know, God is so, he's beyond our understanding, okay?
He
we'll
is.
Find out everything
he
we
is.
Get on the other side. But
yes.
I just want to ask you about, you know, we're talking about his grace now. And before we run out of time, because I want to play something for you, dedicated to you for the work you've done. And I know you're going to love it when we're going off. But we got about, I'm going to say about a couple of minutes left. You said, I'm going to combine these two chapters. I'm still standing. I made it. You made it. Look at you now. Look
it.
At you now.
Yes, through everything I've gone through, through being in a coma for 3 days, for getting into a automobile accident that totaled my car in 2013. I was hospitalized for a staph infection that almost took my life, that landed me in the hospital
Lord
for nine
Jesus.
Days. Oh yes, I've been through so much, but I'm still standing. But I'm still standing. I'm still
you are
standing.
Still standing.
Yes,
that is
yes.
the key. I mean, Satan tried to take this woman's life, but see,
yes.
he's not. He don't know everything was gonna happen. He can't foresee what's gonna happen because he's
no,
not
he
God. Okay, he likes to try
that's
to
right.
emulate, but he
that's
can't.
Right.
And so,
that's right.
what he does, he knows something's up. You know, he's like, okay,
yes,
something's up. I'm trying to finish her off. I got to get rid
yes.
of her because I had a accident myself where a head-on, it was like a near head-on collision, but it was a grace of God that kept me alive. And I remember telling a woman I said that I worked with, I said, you know what I said, I guess, you know, God kept me alive to do my family reunion. And you know what she said? This was a lady who wasn't saved. She said, it's something more to that. He gonna do. I was serving the Lord at the time, but I wasn't where I ended up being, having all the education and in ministry and talk show and writing books. I had done none of that. And she said,
right.
It's something more for you, God.
It's something more.
So, you
yes.
know, they just go, even the
yes.
world know. But, Evangelist, I want to thank you for coming on. And please tell everyone your website before we sign off.
Oh, yes. Okay, sure. Please, all of the listeners out there, this book will change your life, I promise you. The website address is www.angelaweir.me. That's angelaweir.me.
W-E-I-R, correct?
That's right.
Okay.
Angela
well,
W-E-I-R.
Well, I want to thank you because I want you to hear this music and dedicate it to all the ladies out there. And God bless you.
Oh, God bless you, too. God bless all of the listeners.
And just stay on the line.
Okay, sure will.
This is dedicated to Evangelist Angela Ware, author of Woman of Purpose.
I've got a destination. In my view, the road may be bumpy getting there, but I'm pressing through. I will enjoy this journey, no matter come what may. I'll become better and stronger and wiser. Every day, I've got a vision and a purpose, a divine destiny. It may not look like it right now, but faith ain't what I see. It is the things I hope for, believing that it will. And no matter how long it takes, I know God's will shall be done. His will is that I prosper. His will is that I win. His will is that I fight on. His will is that I live. Ooh, he gave me what I needed when he gave future. He gave me the greatest love, and now that I've got Jesus helping me along the way, he's perfected everything.